Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Eternit SA conference call about the first quarter of 2016 earnings results. Today with us for this conference call in São Paulo, we have Mr. Rodrigo Luz, Eternit's Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relations Officer. Right now, all lines are connected in listen-only mode. Later, there will be a questions and answers session when instructions for you to participate will be given. If you need the assistance during this conference call, please just press the star key followed by O. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. This conference call is being broadcast live at www.eternit.com.br/IR. A slide deck and the earnings release are also available at this website. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the Safe Harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Actual performance could differ materially from those anticipated in such forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. Now, it is my pleasure to turn the conference over to Mr. Rodrigo Luz, Eternit's Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relations Officer. Please, Mr. Luz, you may start. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your participation in our conference call. Today, as previously announced, we will be reporting the results of the first quarter of 2016, comparing it to the first quarter of 2015. On slide number 3, you can see the highlights of the period, the economic indicators we had according to ABRAMAT, which is the Brazilian Association of Construction Materials in the industry where we operate. It reported a negative performance of 17.3%. This performance is associated basically to higher unemployment rates, smaller income, and credit that is available, but it's very expensive and also difficult to access considering the availability of payment of Brazilian families. And this influences a lack of confidence, pessimism, and postponement in the pace of renovations. And this has driven the first quarter to be negative, according to ABRAMAT, down by 17.3%. Considering our Eternit numbers, considering the same basis as ABRAMAT, we also had a negative performance. However, not as bad as the industry as a whole. We were negative by 12%, and this is basically explained by the variations in volumes in the segments where we operate in terms of chrysotile, fiber, cement, soon I will be talking about the main aspects that drove us to have this performance in this segment, just a practically stable performance as compared to the previous period in terms of concrete tiles. And the consequence of this, we've had a reduction of net revenue, driven basically by our operation in a foreign market with chrysotile, in addition to shrinking volumes. And this had an impact on our EBITDA that was 23% smaller, reaching 31 million Brazilian reals. And this aspect was commented. We had cost pressures arising from inflation. So our net income was 8.3 million in the first quarter. Another important point that we will address further ahead, we reduced our consolidated net debt by 12.8% as compared to the fourth quarter of 2015. Now, talking about the operational performance, and starting by Chrysotile on slide number five, we have had sales of 52.3 million tons. This means a shrinking of 25.2% as compared to the same quarter last year. The main highlight is for the foreign market. The performance in the domestic market reflects the performance of the industry of construction materials. In the foreign market, this retraction of almost 40%, 39.9%, is a result of two things. Two points. First of all, fierce competition of mining companies in Russia and Kazakhstan. In the countries where we operate. The second is a loss of competitiveness of fiber cement in these countries, as compared to steel tiles. This is considering the availability of Chinese iron ore at low prices. The combination of these two factors has made our performance in the foreign market worse than when we compare it to the previous period. Our sales of fiber cement on slide number six, in the first quarter, we sold 197,700 tons, down 8% as compared to the same period last year. This is related to the aspects that I mentioned for Abramat. This is a slowdown in home renovations, unemployment, and credit limitations. It's also important to highlight that Q1 2015, the industry was already kind of pessimistic, but even so, we managed to have a better period. There were rains, strong rains in almost all regions, and this drove up the sales of the first quarter of 2015. This is another factor that is explaining this reduction of 8%. On slide number seven, concrete tiles. Differently from previous quarters when this segment had a retraction, this segment remained almost stable as compared to the first quarter of 2015. There was a growth of 0.2%. Here we are talking about million pieces. The same level of sales and the slight growth is based to more sales to construction companies working in the federal housing program, MCMV. This is a result of our volume recovery plan for this segment. On the next slide, number nine. Now going to the economic and financial aspects. The consolidated net revenue in the first quarter of 2016 totaled 228.9 million, a reduction as compared to the same period last year. This reduction was 9.4%. The domestic market totaled 189 million, had a reduction of 6.3%. I explained the smaller volume in these two markets of fiber cement and Chrysotile, in addition to the price increases that occur from one year to the other, which partially offset this volume reduction. Price increases took place in the segment of Chrysotile fiber cement. In the foreign market, we had a performance that was 21.7% smaller, and this is related to the aspect that we mentioned shortly ago of exports of Tricetyl and considering the competition that I mentioned, the dollar prices in Tricetyl mining segment went down too, so that we could fight the competition, and we had an impact that partially offset these three aspects of a favorable FX rate as compared to Q1 15 by about 36%. So this made the performance 21.7% smaller, and the net revenue in the domestic market was 39.6 million. The next slide, number 10, we have a cost breakdown in Q1 16. Here, this breakdown of our costs remains unchanged as compared to previous quarters, but I would like to draw your attention to the fact that along with costs, we've had a reduction of 2 percentage points in the consolidated gross margin. So these 2 percentage points, in addition to the aspects that I mentioned in the previous quarter, the consolidated net revenue, they are related to a poorer mix. So at times of crisis, when there is a lot of movement, when the construction materials industry is at a change and a population favors just a replacement and replacement with products with lower volume value added, and so this drives margins down, and whereas high value added products are not yet, they don't choose them and they save them for better times. Moreover, along the year of 2015, we carried over costs, especially of electric power, where we've had price transfers that were well above previous years to make up for a lag in increasing energy prices. And this had a hard impact. Moreover, we used to use imported raw materials. Whenever we use imported raw materials, there's the effect of the foreign exchange rate. Another thing that drove this to go down by 2 percentage points is that we operate the three segments in line with market demands. This means saying that in some of these segments, it was necessary to make some adjustments in terms of reducing shifts in order to suit the current moment. And then on slide 11, we have adjusted EBITDA and adjusted EBITDA margin, considering the impacts that we've mentioned before of the reduction of 2 percentage points in gross margin, and this is equivalent to a reduction of 14.8% in gross profit and related to expense savings that we had in Q1 16 of 4%. The adjusted EBITDA was 38.1 million in the first quarter of 2016. This represents a reduction as compared to the same period in the previous year of 23.2% with an adjusted margin of 17%. On the next slide, number 12, those of you who are on the web, so the reconciliation of adjusted EBITDA versus net income. We had a 38 EBITDA in the first quarter of 2016. Also, equity pickup was considerably better than the previous quarter, but in line. And this result of equity pickup refers to our 60% interest rate in a joint venture of sanitary fixtures. And this demonstrates the industrial stability that we've mentioned before in previous quarters, which is basically So entry of natural gas lines, replacement of some raw materials, and in this manner, we managed to have a better manufacturing stability. In terms of depreciation, this was in line with the previous quarter. Net financial income is negative and higher than we had in the first quarter of 2015. So this variation is associated to the cost of the debt in Brazilian reals, and our debt is indexed by Selic and CDI. We had fewer gains from financial investments considering the reduction of our cash, in addition to the aspects of FX variation, both on the upside and on the downside, but in the balance, the final effect was negative. So the combination of these three facts led to this variation of 1.6 to 5.7 in our net financial income. Income tax and social contributions was smaller in the first quarter of 2016 as a consequence of a smaller taxable amount, so reached the net income of $8.3 million in contrast with $20 million that we reported in the same quarter last year. This means already on slide number 13, a reduction of 59% with a net margin of 4%. Now I will talk about our debt on slide number 14. As I said in the first slide, with the highlights, we've had a reduction in our net debt. And this reduction, if we compare to December 2015, is a reduction of approximately R$18 million. So going from 145 to 126 million. And this reduction is in line with the policy that we defined together with our board of directors, and that we agreed that we had to reduce our debt. And from now on, we will operate strongly to reduce our debt level. And comparing it to EBITDA and net, the consolidated net debt is equivalent to 0.86 of the adjusted EBITDA. And if we discount the adjusted EBITDA, it will be 1.05. As a reminder, our debt when we compare it to the average of the market, it is at an acceptable level. But considering the situation of the macroeconomic situation of the country, it is necessary that we have a policy to reduce our debt. The origin of this debt is 67% in Brazilian currency and 33% in foreign currency. And the part that is related to the FX rate is naturally hedged by our accounts receivable from Chrysotile exports. So if the hedge with the smallest financial cost, it's practically zero. On the right-hand side, we have the repayment schedule with a higher share of the disbursement of the debt in 2016. And a considerable part of this debt is related to working capital operations. So as we have an average time of receivables of 90-120 days for Chrysotile exports, then it is necessary to have working capital to do that. So just as there is a significant amount that needs to be disbursed in 2016, we have the equivalent of this amount in accounts receivable from our foreign customers. CapEx on slide number 15 In the first quarter, we invested the absolutely necessary amount, and this amount was 4 million. When we compare to the previous quarter, looking at the current CapEx, there is a reduction from 9 million to 4 million, and the expectation in our investment plan approved for the year of 2016 also takes into account all aspects that I mentioned of the economy, debt reduction policy, and the CapEx is of approximately 21 million-22 million. It's a minimal CapEx that was approved, representing almost half of the annual depreciation, but it is necessary to meet the objectives that I mentioned before. Now, talking about the capital market on slide number 17, our shareholding structure remains unaltered or unchanged as compared to previous quarters. The highest percentage of our investors are individual investors, 71%. Our free float is 84.8%. Now, in April, we've had the shareholders meeting that we elected for an office of 2 years for the board of directors. The main change that we have had in the board of directors is the arrival of Mr. Manuel Arlindo Torres. For those of you who do not know him, he is the current CEO and also member of the board of directors of Tractebel, and Marcelo Moraes. For those of you who don't know him, he's a member of the audit committee of Vale. In the past, he chaired that council too. For the 1-year term, we have the audit committee and advisory board that were constituted this year in the audit committee when compared to the previous one. We have just 3 members instead of 5. There was a reduction of 2 members, so this is more suitable to our size. We also constituted the advisory board with the objective of helping the strategic themes for the board of directors with Dr. Leonardo Dicky, Dr. Luiz Barsi Filho, and Victor Adler. This advisory board doesn't have any burden on the company. The main members, Mr. Luiz Barsi Filho, one of the main shareholder of the company with 13.75%. We have Geração Elpar, and Mr. Lírio Parisotto is the leading shareholder, and this Geração has 13.45%. Victor Adler has 7.84%. This is his share as an individual, and these are the leading shareholders or the top shareholders of our company. The rest, other shareholders are distributed among approximately 11,000 shareholders. On the next slide, we have the remuneration policy. We have had in the year of 2016 our net income of 8 million on the first quarter. As I mentioned before, in considering the macroeconomic scenario and now the company's debt reduction policy, the board of directors approved the proposal regarding the results of the first quarter of 2015. We did not report any dividends on interest on equity. According to our bylaws, the company should have dividends of 25%, And every quarter, the board of directors will review these aspects and will decide on this matter. On the next slide, you can see our contacts of our investor relations team, and we are available for the questions and answer session. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to start our questions and answer session. To ask a question, please press star one. If you want to take your question from the list, please press star two. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, please press star one. If you want to ask a question, please press star one. If you want to ask a question, please press star one. We have a question on the web. Good morning. I would like to know if you have any novelties about the lawsuit that you lost at first level court. Are you going to appeal? Mr. Orleans, thank you very much for your participation and question. This process and this decision of the first level that relates to the lawsuit in the state of São Paulo. We appealed, and we are waiting the review of this appeal. Right now, for the time being, there's nothing new about this lawsuit. We have another question coming from the web. How is the production in the manufacturing plant in Ceará? Have we been able to reduce losses? Why are we operating at a loss? Thiago, thank you very much for your participation and for your questions. As I said before, that manufacturing plant had a slight improvement, still operating at a loss. However, in terms of bottom line, the manufacturing aspect, which is the core of that site, is stabilized. The levels of reduction, we reduced breakage levels, so there is a continuing improvement when we compare to the previous months. Considering the objective that we laid out at the end of last year, we are in line with the challenges that we set for our site. And this is, as I said before, we are selling a lower income mix, a lower ticket mix. They do not provide the best profitability, but the items with higher value added and the sales in this sector are not in line with the objectives that we had defined. So the reason for us to still be operating at a loss, we have a breakage level that is still high, and it is far from the objective that we consider a benchmark. And our partner has a worldly renowned objective, but we are getting better. And we're happy with the improvements that we've been having every month. Once the market recovers and we have adequate sale levels of the portfolio and the mix that we are preparing, we will be able to deliver improvements in terms of our bottom line. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, please press star one. Are you expecting to pay out dividends in 2016? Rodrigo, thank you for your participation and question. This is a theme that is being reviewed every quarter. Last year, we had a relatively high payout considering the company's results and the economy as a whole. This quarter, as we are focusing on reducing the company's debt, we, together with the board, will assess the results every quarter, and every quarter we will decide with regard to the payout of dividends. So, as I said before, the minimum statutory definition is 25%, but this quarter it has not been declared. For future quarters, we are going to wait and see the company's operational performance in order to assess and decide whether we are going to pay dividends or not. If you want to ask a question, please press star one. Once again, if you want to ask a question, please press star one. Excuse me, if there are no questions, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Rodrigo Luz for his closing remarks. Well, before ending this conference call, I would like to share recent information that Abramat has published just this week. So they reported the results for the month of April. In April, there was a reduction of 10.5% as compared to April 2015. This means saying that the industry already has a slight improvement in relation to March, reducing the year to date in the 17.3 to 15.8. So according to the association, once the political scenario stabilizes, they are expecting financial agents to become more optimistic in order to incentivize the construction industry. And also, according to the association, there will be a reaction that will be fast and positive with regard to the incentives that may appear. So in this manner, the association expects that the trend for the next few months it will still be a downtrend, but not so much. So usually the second quarter is the best quarter for the company, but this puts us before a challenge, and we will pay attention to all the macroeconomic scenario and its developments, and we will be conducting our operations with the necessary financial stringency, focusing on the sustainability of our businesses. So I thank you for your participation in our conference call, and I wish you all a very good afternoon. Thank you very much. The conference call of Eternit S.A. has now ended. We thank you for your participation and have a good day. Thank you.